The council spent much of its time Tuesday restoring funds cut in a spending plan proposed by Mayor Jim Gray. Over $300,000 was put back in the budget for more than 20 agencies. The council also acted to keep 11 security guards and 3 employees in government communications. The mayor had suggested eliminating those positions. Councilmember Bill Farmer successfully delayed action on borrowing for funding police and fire pensions.
Continue to keep the $30 million bonding in our proposed budget as the mayor has proposed it, but that we defer issuing those bonds for 6 months until January, which would put $1.4 million back to our bottom line today.
Funds for the additional spending come from the $1.4 million used now instead of bonding police and fire pensions. Vice Mayor Linda Gordon says a rosier-than-expected revenue forecast gives the council some spending flexibility.
They're optimistic that there will be a 2% growth rate, and so the council's adopted that and put that in.
The council acted to keep open Meadowbrook Golf Course and approved a $1 green fee increase at all city-owned golf courses. Councilmember Ed Lane likes the idea of spreading the cost around.
Rather than charging more for one, you know, golf course or another, just give everybody a small increase so that our budget would be, even as opposed to going in the hole.
Councilmember George Myers suggested Lexington could sell off Kearney Hill Golf Links, but no decision was made on that. Money was appropriated for 2 new disc golf courses and 2 lacrosse fields, and all swimming pools will remain open on Mondays. Mayor Gray suggested a shutdown on Mondays. Following the vote, Jim Gray expressed deep concern about the council's budget. He maintains the council is delaying hard financial decisions.
I come from a business background. I'm going to continue vigorously pursuing an efficient government.
Council must still give final approval before July. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.